Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah and praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. I am just so excited to be here with y'all this evening, and it is time for some toy talk. But I'm sorry, I got to do a pause for a second because I just love that little rhythm that we have playing at the start. I always find myself sitting here just rocking, waiting for the songs to start. I promise you, next time I come on, we're going to play that song in its entirety. But tonight, we are going to talk about some of the upcoming topics that we are going to bring before you throughout this year. We are going to discuss some of what we are watching take place all around us. And then I'm even going to share my testimony with you on how I started this year, 2020. Now, listen, this thing is called Toy Talk. You don't have to agree with everything that you hear me say. But if you would like to talk with me about it, all you have to do to drop your opinion on this discussion, if you are listening via live stream, call 319-527-6091. Again, 319-527-6091. Now, some customers have a problem with that number, but that's okay. We got a number just for you. Call 323-870-4174. Again, that's 323-870-4174. And just hit one. And if you're already listening via phone, just hit one. And we'll bring you on and you can join in on the live discussion on the air. And just in case you haven't figured it out yet, I'm Pastor Toy Daly, and we're about to drop some TNT on what we're about to share on Toy Talk. That's right, y'all. We're getting ready to blow it up straight to the truth. So as I do with everything, before we go any further, we are going to stop. We are going to open with a word of prayer, and then we're just going to dive right in. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Father God, it is once more and again that we, your handmaid servants, come humbly yet boldly before the throne of glory. We come, Father God, first just to say thank you. We thank you, Father God, for everything that you have done. We thank you for everything you are doing. We thank you for everything you are going to do, Father God. We thank you, Father, in faith for those things that we are praying for. We thank you, Father God, because you have allowed us to get to this place in this day. For we know that so many who woke up with us did not get to make it to this day. We do not take life for granted, so we stop and we say thank you. Then, God, we ask forgiveness of any sins that we may have committed, whether they were through thought, deed, or action, whether we did it knowingly or unknowingly, whether they were sins of commission or sins of omission. Father, we ask that you will forgive us right now in the mighty name of Jesus, that you would remove those sins from us, God, and cast them into yonder sea of forgetfulness, that they not rise up against us on that day of judgment. In the name of Jesus, we stand before you in a place of repentance, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Then, Father, we ask that in the name of Jesus, you will move by your might, you will move by your power, God, that you will just begin to allow a refreshing anointing of your Holy Spirit to fall right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Let it fall afresh, God, from the crown of our heads to the sole of our feet in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We ask that you just move right now, Father God. For I don't know what your children stand in need of, but you know, God. We ask for you are our Jehovah Jireh, that you meet the needs of your children this evening in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And then, God, as we always do, we ask that you'll have the enemy stand at bay just long enough this evening that some lost soul may come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And then, God, I ask that you will allow the words of my mouth in the meditation of my heart to be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. It is in the mighty name of Jesus that I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, God. Now, let me tell you, I'm going to tell you, being obedient to the unctioning of the Holy Spirit, we have a surprise coming for you a little bit later in the show. We are going to be bringing back the old motherboard with some new mothers, and we're going to go before the throne of glory. But before we do that, let me first explain to you why we're coming to you now with Toy Talk and not Study for Life. Now, I need you to understand that Toy Talk and Study for Life sort of goes hand in hand. So there are days that you will call, and instead of getting Toy Talk, you will get some sort of form of Bible study. But, however, what brought about the rebirth of Toy Talk and what I love about what God has going on here at Purpose Kingdom Network is that we are blessed to have some truly, truly, truly anointed men and women of God who come to us just about every night teaching and preaching God's word. And then we are also blessed that we have some truly anointed men and women of God who are community and social activists in their own rights, and they come and they talk to us about what's going on all around us, and they do it coming from a biblical point of view. The blessing about what we're going to be doing here at Toy Talk is you're going to be receiving a blending of the two all at one time. Amen. We're going to be talking about what is going on around us, and but more importantly than what's just going on around us, how it applies to God's word, and then how we can apply God's word to that situation and begin to bring about the change that everyone is always talking about. Amen. With Toy Talk, we are going to be discussing some of the topics that I couldn't really discuss if it was just Study for Life. Some of the things, the conversations that I have with people throughout the day, whether it be out in the community or my job, over the phone, wherever it could be. For example, and I'm going to use this one because it will be coming up in the month of February. In talking to different men and women, I always seem to hear the same question. Man, I don't know what they want. I just don't understand them. I don't know what they want. So God has placed it in my spirit that we're going to do a series, and the series is going to start in February, mainly because, you know, it's around Valentine's Day, but it's going to start in February, and it's going to be called What They Want. And we're basically going to be talking about what men want in relationships. The next time we come, we'll talk about what women are looking for in relationships. And then when we do the finale of it, we're going to bring it all together with what God wants for us and from us in relationships. So I'm just excited, again, about what God is doing. So on Toy Talk, we are going to look at how to apply God's word to our everyday lives. Amen. So let's chat a little about some of the things that are going on around us right now. The biggest thing right now is these impeachment trials. And, I mean, when I look at it, I have to ask the question, what is really going on. Now, I'm not going to go into it in detail. I'm sure people have been listening to the news, and some of us may have been blessed to have the chance to actually watch the craziness that has been going on, as I have been doing off and on. But we want to do a brief overview of what has been happening over the last couple of days. Amen. So what's been happening over the last, I shouldn't say couple, I should say few, the last 3 days. The Congress has been delivering their opening statements before the Senate. And if I'm not mistaken, today was the closing argument of the prosecution, or should I say the managers from Congress who have who were chosen to come forward to try this case in front of the Senate. And then you have the defense team of President Trump. Now, in this conversation, I'm not going to get caught up if I think that the president committed these impeachable acts or not, because the truth of the matter is that in the court of law, what the truth is really doesn't matter. What matters is what can be proven or what you're able to prove. So what I think or believe to be true doesn't really matter. And I know that this next statement might hurt somebody's feelings, but what you think to be truth doesn't really matter. The only things that matter is what the senators and that one justice thinks that are sitting over and hearing the matters of impeachment. So now, in me saying that, as I was observing the trial, I noticed a few things that I need to drop some TNT on this evening. And to be honest, these few things caught me totally off guard. You know, I was blessed at some point earlier in my life to work as a paralegal in a courtroom. So I know a little bit about courtroom proceedings and judiciary proceedings. And I understand that an impeachment trial in the Senate is different than a case being heard in the Court of Common Pleas. However, there are still some things that are very much still the same. And one of the things that is still the same is that in a trial, you're supposed to present the evidence against whoever the defense is, and then they're supposed to dispute, whatever, this evidence. And what I noticed when I turned on the trial the first day was that the managers from Congress were arguing to be able to bring the witnesses in front of the senators so that they could hear the testimony along with the evidence that was presented on President Trump. And basically they were turned down. They said, no, we don't need to hear any testimony from witnesses at this time. What you can do is the managers from Congress, y'all can tell us what they said. Now, that was the first thing that made me say, because anytime I've ever been in a courtroom, if the attorney started talking too much instead of asking questions of the witness, they were told that they were testifying and they were told to stop. But in this case, they said that that was okay. Okay, so fine. They said they did not want to hear anything from the witnesses right now, but that, you know, they would just hear from the Congress what was said, and then based off of what they hear from them, not from the witnesses, and based off of what evidence they currently have, even though new evidence is coming forward every single day because the investigations are still going on and more witnesses is coming forth every single day. They don't want to hear that evidence and they don't want to hear from those witnesses. And I'm sitting there like, wow, that goes against everything that I have ever seen or heard about a trial. So I begun to wonder if this is going to be an actual impeachment trial, an actual hearing where, you know, you need to have all the evidence that was gathered, presented to the people making the decision on that case. But if that is not what they're going to do because they said they don't even want to hear from witnesses and things, then why are we having any kind of impeachment trial in the first place? Like, if you don't want to hear all of the evidence, then why are you wasting taxpayers' dollars on a trial that's only really might be a farce of some kind because you've already sort of decided what you're going to do? I'm not saying that's what happened. I'm just saying these are the observations that came to my mind as this was going on. Then another thing that made me begin to wonder and say, okay, God, what is really going on here, is I noticed that every time someone spoke, whether it was mainstream media, whether it was the Congress, the managers from Congress who was doing their opening statements, or if it was one of the senators, we know we're not always speaking as far as the defendant. But we would hear statements like, well, the Republicans are trying and the Democrats are trying. Well, the Democrats are trying to prove that the president did it. And the Republicans are trying to stand united against whatever it is the Democrats are saying. But you know what I never heard anybody say? The senators who took an oath to do a certain job was standing in position to hear a preponderance of the evidence that was being brought before them to make a just decision. And I was like, God, wow. They're even using this trial to further drive a wedge in this country. It's no longer a situation where we're concerned about did the president commit an act that was illegal or was it legal. It's not no longer us sitting here saying did he act within the realms of his executive power or did he go above those realms and thus abuse that power, because I thought that's what this was all about. However, as I said, when you listen to mainstream media, the Senate, to Congress, to everybody, it sounds like a neighborhood brawl. Well, I'm a Democrat. Well, I'm a Republican. Well, you know how we roll and you know how we ride, and we're going to stick together and we're going to make them. And we're name calling. And what happened to professionalism? Then here's the biggest question that I began to wonder as I was watching this impeachment trial. And that was, this is 2020. This is an election year. Please again tell me why we are having an impeachment trial during an election year. There's so much more that we need to be worried about, like fixing some of the nonsense. I'm sorry, because that makes it seem like I'm taking a side. There's so much more we need to be worried about other than an impeachment trial. And then I began to say, well, God, is this really a smoke and mirror game? Because if y'all remember, right before this impeachment trial started, and yes, I know they were already doing the hearings and things like that in Congress, the president bombed another nation, killed a high military official, and then sent our babies over there, our sons, our daughters, our brothers and sisters, our husbands and wives, our mothers and fathers, and sent them in harm's way without going through the proper congressional channels and military channels that he was supposed to go through to do such a thing. Yet since they started this impeachment hearing, I have not heard another word about what's been going on with the deployment of our children, although I do know deployments have been taking place. So I say, God, what do we do? Like when you stop and you see all of what's going on around us, what do you do? And he said, you just pray. You just pray. We pray. The country is being torn apart by hatred and anger and bigotry and lustfulness and greed and negativity. And he said, pray. Something so simple. And I'm like, God, you keep telling me to pray. But, like, I'm talking about stuff that's going on with the government. I mean, I know people pray for their family and friends all the time. People even pray for their enemies because you tell us to in your word. But we're talking about the government. And he said, tell the people to pray. Tell them to pray. He said, well, first thing that we have to remember is that everybody that is in any form of authority in any government worldwide, God placed them in that place of authority. Y'all want me to prove it to you? Look at what the scripture says in Romans 13 and 1. Go there and read it for yourself because we don't have time for me to read all of it. But just read it for yourselves, Romans 13 and 1. But somebody sent me, you know, you might not be saved, so you're not going to hold the scripture at their word. So if you don't believe me, let me prove it to you. Everybody said nobody in their right mind is going to put Donald Trump in the office of president. And we went to bed confident that no one would do such a thing. And we went to bed and didn't even pray about that thing, just was confident. We were so confident, just like when we sit on a chair. We were confident about that thing. And in our confidence on that thing, we went to bed and we woke up the next morning and we were all shocked because guess who was the president? God said, pray. I put these people in office for my reason, for my will. Remember, let me go back to Obama, and I love President Obama. Y'all, I still love President Obama. Obama was one of the coolest presidents we will ever have in our lifetime, and I'm not saying that because he was the first black or African-American or whatever is the political correct term to say president. I'm saying that because that man just had swag with him. He just had swag. He was just smooth like that. And President Obama, everybody that loved him got mad at him for a split second because he legalized gay marriage. Everybody was upset. He what? Oh, my goodness, he should burn in hell. He did what? Oh, no. And then I had to read the scripture. I remembered that Jesus said that in the last days it would be just like in the days of Noah, and there was homosexuality running rampant in the days of Noah, so why wouldn't it be running rampant in the last days? And he said that in the last days that they would be able to marry, men and women would become lovers of themselves, and, you know, men with men and women with women, and all of this had to be fulfilled. But then we got mad at the person that God put in place to fulfill it, instead of remembering that if we'd have went back and read God's word, we wouldn't have been surprised about what Obama did when we heard that that bill was coming. We'd have been like, oh, okay, Obama, you the one that God going to use to fulfill this scripture. Okay, and you'd have been done. God said, pray. Pray. Somebody saying, God would never put Trump in office. Man, have you looked all through the scripture? God has always used nations to deal with, let's just say, Israel. Every time Israel would get too nasty and messy and stinking and filthy and comfortable in their sins, God would send somebody to bring them down. That's how come they was in Egypt under Pharaoh. That's how come they were in Babylon with Nebuchadnezzar and a couple of other kings, because they was in Babylon for a while. That, like, that's why all of that happened. That's how God works. Now, yes, does he use natural disasters? Of course he does, but that's how God works. So I'm still at, God, you said pray, and he took me to 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. Verses 1 and 2, and it says, first of all, then I urge that supplication, prayer, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. Ooh, what? Why we need to pray? We're not praying just for them, but we're praying because what they do affects us. Somebody going to get that one later. And understand, we're not supposed to be sitting there going, oh, God, get them, God, get them. Trump is this and Trump is that, and this one is this and this one is that. Get them, get them, get them. Mm-mm. You're supposed to be praying God's will. And here goes the problem. Not you pray what you want to happen, then at the end of your prayer you say, Lord, thy will be done, because he said that we have the power of life and death in our tongue. But we're supposed to pray in authority in the name of Jesus, expecting it to take place. Not God get them, but God fix me in this situation that you may get the glory. Because if we're all praying, God fix me that you may get the glory, what happens when the Holy Spirit falls? It starts to jump like fire. We need to start praying, God fix his mind. God hold the enemy at bay and bring a end to confusion. We need to be praying for our leadership. God stop the hatred that abounds there. God, we ask that you would drop a spirit of peace in the Senate. God, we ask that you would remind the people of whose they are and who they are. See, we got to pray. It's just that simple. We got to pray. And then something else caught me off guard, starting off in 2020. And I'm going to talk about this later on in the year in detail, but I'm going to talk about it briefly now. And the reason I'm going to wait till later in the year to talk about it in detail is because it would not be right to not have some people come on that could talk and explain some things just in case, because, you know, on Toy Talk, I don't want to be right. I want the truth to come forward in the name of Jesus. But it's something that caught me off guard, and that's this situation that happened with the Department of Human Services and their foster care system. Now, everyone has been watching the news, and they are more than sure. And for those overseas who do not know, I'm going to briefly tell you about what happened. There was a child that was put into foster care, and he was placed with a foster parent. And this child, long story short, turned around and brutally murdered his foster parent, then went bragging to his friends what he had done, how he had stolen all this stuff from her, did all of this stuff. But then when you look a little deeper, you find out that there was a history with this child that the foster parent never knew about. A broken system. A broken system. What is going on? Are we in such a situation to just get rid of troubled children that we've decided that we are no longer going to properly help them, but just pass them from pillar to post, hoping that they don't seriously injure someone? Information that you knew, that you had, was not given. What is going on? with our children? What is going on with this system? Then I turned on another news story, and understand these are children killing people, children, not 18 years old. I don't mean young adults, that because of my age, I'm referring to them as children. I mean children who are not old enough to vote, children who are not old enough to drive a car, children who cannot go to a bar and purchase a drink. They can't even legally purchase a cigarette in the store, yet they are able to get their hands on guns in the United States of America, and we think it's okay. And I said, God, what is going on? And he said, pray. God, we're praying for our children. He said, yeah, I know. I hear every mother every night praying for their children. You know who I don't hear them praying for? Little Pookie down the street who don't have a mama to pray for him. Little William around the corner whose parents are in a situation and he's just lost on the road. He said, yeah, y'all pray for what you birthed, but who's praying for the child that doesn't have anyone by their side? He said, pray. Now, before I go into this next part, I just want to give the number to call in again. We are broadcasting live. This is Toy Talk. We are broadcasting live on Purpose Kingdom Network on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. If you would like to join into the conversation, please feel free to call in. The numbers to call are 319-527-6091 or 323-870-4174 and simply hit 1. That's it. Just hit the number 1 and the engineer will bring you on and you will be able to join in on our conversation. So I'm saying back to what we were talking about. I said, God, what is going on? Our children, our babies are killing one another in the street. And he said, pray. And I'm like, we're praying. And he said, no, you're not. Oh, we cover sometimes. Father God, bless our children as they go off to school. Lord, keep them safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. God, give my babies traveling mercy. God, thank you for bringing my babies home to me safe this evening. But who prayed for the child that didn't have a soul to pray for them? You know that child that you tell your children you bet not catch them playing with? You know that little girl you tell your daughters I bet not see you around her? Who praying for that baby? Who getting on their knees and fasting and supplicating and seeking the Lord for that child? He said, pray. So he tell the people, stop talking and tell them to start. Stop talking to one another and start talking to me. He said, tell the people, instead of talking to one another, come together, two or three, gather together in my name so I can be in the midst and start to move. But tell them to come talk to me. How do you talk to God? By praying. You don't have to have fancy words. I know y'all used to hearing us say them all the time, especially when we get caught up in corporate prayer and worship, and sometimes we forget and you hear us say all the politically correct terms and we sit there calling on them like, Father God, I'm calling on the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the one who has wings like a mighty eagle. I'm calling on the one who raises me up, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I'm calling on the God who still sits on his throne high and looks low. You know, that ain't really how you pray. You want to know how you pray? Like you talk to your friends on the phone. That's how you pray. You know how you would call your boy up or your girl up and be like, yo, let me tell you what's going on today. That's how you pray. Whew, God, let me tell you what's going on today. Man, I know you've seen them folk. Lord, help me. I don't know. That's how you pray. You talk honest. You would call your boy and be like, man, I cussed them out when they, guess what? God already knows you cussed them out. So you might as well be honest and just tell God, you know, I cussed them out. You know what? I was wrong for that. Lord, forgive me. Because if you pray, God will do some marvelous and wondrous things. Let me give you God's scripture on what I'm talking about, and then I'm going to share something, and then I'm going to bring that surprise to you. Psalms 107, verses 28 and 30, it says, then they cried to the Lord in their trouble. When it says they cried to the Lord in their trouble, what it's saying is they prayed, and he delivered them from their distress. Why did he deliver them? Because they prayed. And he made the storm be still, and the waves of the sea were hushed. Then they were glad that the waters were quiet, and he brought them to their desired haven. All you got to do is go to the Lord in prayer. Just ask him for what you need. Matthew 7:7, he says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be open to you. Now, somebody's saying, how do you ask? By praying. How do I seek? Just pray. How do I find? Pray. All right there. Matthew 21 and 22. Now, here goes the key. And whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive if you have faith. That's the first key. You can't just pray, but you got to have faith that God is going to do what you're asking him to do. It's not good enough to say, Father God, heal this person, and you don't believe it's going to happen. If you don't believe the healing is going to happen, your words are in vain. I'm going to share a story. I don't know if it was one I heard or one I read, but some people were living somewhere, and they were going through a drought, and in this drought that they was going through, they said, we're going to have a prayer service, and everybody's going to come, and we're going to pray to God for rain. And thousands of people came to go pray for rain, but only one person brought an umbrella. Oh, they was getting ready to go ask, but they didn't believe that it was getting ready to happen. Because if they'd have believed it was getting ready to rain and they had umbrellas, they'd have bought those umbrellas with them to the prayer meeting. What I'm saying is we got to believe that it's going to take place. We got to believe that it can happen. Mark 11 and 24 says, therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. There you go again. Believe. John 14, 13 and 14, whatever you ask in my name, there goes another key. This is Jesus talking. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. But understand, there's a catch. To ask in his name, you got to believe that he's going to do it in order for him to move. Somebody won't get it. You got to believe it can happen. You got to believe it will happen. And then it's going to happen. Now, some of us got to understand it's a little deeper than prayer, because Mark 9 and 29, Jesus was talking to them and he said, some kinds cannot be driven out by anything but prayer and fasting. Sometimes we got to turn our plates down while we're praying so that we can make our flesh get weak, so our spirit man can get stronger, so that we can walk in the faith that we are supposed to have to be the world changers that God has called us to be. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Now, I just gave y'all a bunch of scripture. Now, I'm going to share my testimony. Then we're going to do the call of salvation. Excuse me. And after we do the call of salvation, we're going to bring about that surprise I was talking to you about. Now, my testimony is not really my testimony. It's really my grandmother's testimony. But I bless God that not only was I there to see it, but I was also there to partake in it. Hallelujah. On January 13th, Now, first, wait a minute. Before I talk about January 13th, I have to share something with you about my grandmother so that you can understand how miraculous and marvelous my God is. My grandmother is currently 99 years young. 99. If the Lord blesses her to see it on March 9th of this year, 2020, she will be 100 years old. She was born in 1920. This year, March 9th, the Lord allows her to see it, she will be 100 years old. Then on January 13th of this year, I had got a call and I rushed over to my grandmother's house and we rushed her to the emergency room, and it came out that my grandmother had had a massive stroke on the entire left side of her brain. They said she couldn't see clearly. They said her speech and ability to speak was gone. They said that she has completely lost, and probably because of her age, would never regain any of the use of the left side of her body. Then they said, that's just where we are now. We next have to watch for swelling. And because of her age, some of the preventive measures that we would do for a younger patient who has suffered this same situation, we cannot do for her because she would not survive the surgery. I mean, after all, she's 99 years young. And as they were saying this, my family and I, we're standing there and we're listening and we're preparing because we're hearing what this man is saying. And they then said, so what's getting ready to happen is because with this stroke and this massive, and they showed it to me on the CAT scan images, and they said what's going to happen is her brain is going to swell on the side that she had the stroke on. And depending on how bad it swells, it's going to push the right side of her brain into her skull wall. And then she would be gone. We took my grandmother into the hospital on January 13th at about 11:15, 11:30. At 12 midnight on January 14th, the doctor had come and given us that report. And I went outside to process what they had just said to me as my children stayed in the room with their great-grandmother, and one of my grandchildren was there with his great-great-grandmother. And they felt like they were saying their goodbyes based on the report that the doctor had given. So I went back into the room with my grandmother, and it was just me and her, and the doctor came and said, ma'am, do you have any questions for me about what we talked about? And I said, no, sir, I'm just getting ready to call my doctor now. And he said, yes, I understand. Prayer would help. And he left out of the room, and he left me and my grandmother in there by ourselves. And I began to say, God, what am I supposed to do? Like, she's 99. Which way do I pray? How do I pray? I'm not sure. And he dropped a song in my spirit. And the song went, Lord, whatever you're doing this season, don't do it without me. don't do it without me. And I said, yes, Lord, okay, whatever it is. I don't know which way to pray, but I know you fit in the mood. So whatever you choose to do, just don't do it without us sitting here in this room. And then he made me begin to sing the second verse. Lord, if you're healing me this season, don't do it without me. And he wouldn't let me get past don't do it without me. And when he finally did, I went right back to healing. And then after that, he got me to start calling on the name of Jesus, but sort of more like that song, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, 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 'cause he's a healer, healer, healer. By the time I finished that verse, it was settled in my spirit that I was supposed to believe God for her healing. Now, understand, listening to what the doctor had just said and looking at what I had seen on the paper and looking at my grandmother laying in this bed, everything was stacked against me, but God said, pray for the healing. And as he said, pray for the healing, I asked the question. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I pulled the Abraham out and was like, come on, Isaac, we going up the mountain. I said, Lord, but you're 99 years young. Is it even possible? I said, Lord, but if you say pray healing, I'm going to pray healing. Because I remember when my eldest daughter was born and they told me to leave her at the hospital, I prayed healing and she came home with me. I remember when my youngest daughter was 2 years old and she had coded in the ER, I prayed healing and she's still here with me. I remember 9 years ago when they told me to gather my family and they hooked my mother up to life support and said, get them together to say their farewells. I prayed healing, hallelujah, and she's still here with me. So he said, pray healing, and I begun to pray healing. And at about 1 a.m., this little 99-year-old woman that they said would never walk, never had the activity of the right side of her body, that she was not cognizant of what was going on around her, that she could not understand the conversations that people were having with her. This 99-year-old woman jumped up. I don't mean she slightly set up. I don't mean she slowly set up and swung her feet over the edge of the bed. I mean she jumped up out of the bed and began to snatch the cords off her body. She jumped up and was attempting to snatch the IV out of her arm and said, I'm going home. Hallelujah, God, because she was ready to go. The doctor came in, and the doctor said, looked at me after he looked at my grandmother, because remember, he said she was not able to comprehend what was being said to her, and he said, can you give me a thumbs up? And she slowly did a thumbs up with her left hand. And he said, that's good, but now I want to know if you can do it with your right hand, because that's the side that's affected. And not only did my grandmother understand the command that the man gave her, but she slowly lifted that right side up. Now, y'all, please forgive me for what I'm getting ready to say. But again, she 99 years young. And instead of giving the man the thumbs up like he thought she was going to do, she brought her hand all the way around and flipped the man the bird. I had to apologize for my grandmother, but I'm sharing that with you to tell you what prayer can do. And I'm here to tell you it wasn't a fluke or a fake, because every day she gets stronger and stronger. The speech they said she'd never have again, she holds whole conversations with us. Why? Because of prayer. Not just any prayer, but a prayer with the faith the size of a mustard seed, that God would do what he said he would do. Hallelujah. And somebody this evening can say that prayer this evening. Somebody can say a prayer not just to bring about a healing to your spirit and for your soul, but can bring you all the way around to a new life. All you have to do is give your life to Jesus Christ this evening. All you have to do is believe him on his word. You just simply say, Father God, I accept the gift of your son Jesus. I ask him to come into my life. By faith, I ask him to forgive me my sins. By faith, I ask him to make me new. In Jesus' name, amen. Then you just tell somebody. You just say, hey, I just accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior. And according to God's word, once you tell somebody, you are saved. And we welcome you to the kingdom of God. Now, of course, we would like to encourage you to find a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary where you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and heal from the trials and the tribulations of this world. But if for some reason you cannot, it's okay. That's why God has Purpose Kingdom Network here for you. Please join us tomorrow evening for another episode of Purpose Kingdom Network right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. We will be broadcasting at 8 p.m. with The Turning Point with the host Elder Charles and Reverend Maureen Lee. Again, at 8 p.m. with The Turning Point. Feel free to follow us on Facebook and LinkedIn at Purpose Kingdom. We are on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. You can email any comments, questions, suggestions, concerns to us directly at PurposeKingdomNet@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you, to pray with you, and to pray for you. Now, I'm going to tell you one of the things that I've noticed that we're missing in today's time. When I was a little girl growing up, they didn't have rehabs like they do today. They didn't have Alcoholic Anonymouses and stuff like that. I'm not saying there were none. I'm just saying they weren't like they are today. But what they did have was something called the mourner's bench. And they had something called a mother's ward. And when those mothers would come together and get a soul on the mourner's bench, I'm telling you, heaven would move and hell would tremble. Hallelujah, God. And I said, Lord, what happened to the mourner's bench and the mothers? And he said, well, the problem is the mothers of today don't realize that they are the mothers of today. So we bless God that we have a little makeshift mother's board coming before you this evening. We have Reverend Lee, we have Sister Janice, and myself, and we are about to go to the throne of glory. We are going to start with Reverend Maureen Lee. We are then going to move on with Sister Janice, and I'm either going to close it out or seal it with the amen, however God leads. After that, I'll see you in a month on Toy Talk. Reverend Maureen?
Amen.
Yes. Lord, glory to God. Oh, my God. Even Tammy of Toy Talk be my self-help. I'm going to talk to you all that. But, you got to be.
Yeah, they don't want to bring in your phone until you get your key so you can lock your phone up like when you go to therapy.
Hello?
Yes, hello, how are you?
Praise the Lord. I felt like that was my, I thought we was getting ready to go into prayer, but okay. Praise
yes,
God.
Yes, this is and I'm here. I'm just over delighted and happy in the Lord. I'm sitting here with this 99 young woman next to me, and we just are crying and, you know, just uplifted and everything. God is good. You know, You know, I'm grateful that I'm able to be a part of this testimony because I watch her daily. I'm
yes.
here when no one else is here. You know, and
mm-hmm.
I'm grateful to the work that God is doing in me, and I'm grateful that I'm obedient to the Spirit to move when He say move, to be help of those that are here. And I mean, you did a wonderful job, sister. I love you. We're not going to hold you long because we're going to go into prayer.
Oh, thank you.
She loves you. She loves you. We're wiping our tears, girl. We're here slinging snot and crying.
Oh, and for everybody that yes. doesn't know, and I'm going to tell y'all why I bless God for Melissa, because Melissa is actually a resident where my grandmother is. She's healing herself, but she has taken it and taken on to my grand. Like, that is now my sister. Can't nobody tell me nothing different. That is my sister by another mister. That is my sister. She has stepped up for me and my family. She calls me in the morning when I'm at work, when I can't be there with my grandmother. She just I just love her for all the love she shows towards my grandmother and to us. I love you, Melissa. Thank you so much. Tisha, I love you, baby. Thank you.
Hi, baby.
Oh, now, everyone, did y'all hear her? Say that again, Tisha. Is she there?
Oh, well, yeah. And my book speaks to the kids of London that they all want to have what they call, respect for everybody.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen. Yes, ma'am.
She has love and respect for everybody, and she loved you all. All right, well, we're going to listen in on the prayer. We love you, sister.
Yes.
You are my sister from a different mother. But we got the same father. Hallelujah.
That's right. Hallelujah, God. I thank God for them and everybody.
Yes.
Now, y'all just heard. That was the woman, my grandmother, my teacher, my 99-year young, Yuris joins my grandmother. I bless God. They said she couldn't do it, but she just told y'all peace, love, and respect to everybody. So we thank God. Brother Robert, do we have another caller on the line? Praise the Lord.
Hello, Pastor Tori.
Hey,
hello,
how
Pastor
are
Tori.
You?
Girl, loving God.
God.
Loving God.
You.
I miss you, my
yes.
love. Yes. How
you
been?
Also, I bless God.
Girl.
I'm blessed. I'm still standing. We still on the wall, so it's something to bless God for. How I want to thank you. I don't mean to rush. You have a testimony or something you would like to share or a prayer request, because we're getting ready to go before the throne right now. And I
go. Let's go
for
the throne. Let's go on the throne.
Right
I'm
there,
waiting
you
on.
You might as well stay right there. You can go to the throne with us. They're going because you dropped in my spirit. I just couldn't find your number in my phone. So look at God.
Amen.
He made you call in. Look at you. Stay
Amen.
Right there.
Yeah, right
Do we
on
have
there.
Any
I was
more
listening.
Callers? Do we have any other callers on the line? Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, baby girl, hello. This is Melvita Cheese. I want to tell you that this was a beautiful show, child. Oh, you started off
Bless
in the
God.
Beginning talking about what they was doing up there in the government and stuff. And, you know, folks, people need to know now, the baby came for the government. Oh, I love you, baby.
Amen.
Keep it up. Keep it up. This was a good talk. I like this talk.
Bless God.
Oh, yeah, we have to have a talk with me, because I like that. I thought you was going to tell him I was going to run for president, because, oh, you right, child. You right about all that mess going on. We got an election coming up, 2020.
Yes, yes.
And
I'm going
to run, just so that God can be on the ballot.
Yes, God. I know that's right.
Go on
Everybody,
and put it in the prayer. I like how you do your prayer.
That's Mama Melvita right there. And y'all heard she said she's running for president. And she said she's running for president so God can be on the ballot. I said
no,
we should start a petition, because I know you need a certain amount of signatures to get on the ballot. We should start a petition right now just to get him on the ballot. I'm just saying, but we're going to go ahead in the prayer. So this is how we're going to do this.
Amen.
We're going to go. We're going to go Reverend Maureen. She's going to start us off. Then my sister Letty going to jump in. And then my sister Janice is going to close us out. And after she closes us out in prayer, we're going to drop that closing worship music, and I'm going to see you in the month. Mm-hmm. Reverend Maureen, mm-hmm. lead us to the throne, please.
Jesus. Before God, as the word went forth, Father God, as the day went by, if we said or did anything that wasn't pleasing in your eyes, Lord God, we ask you for forgiveness, Lord God, because
Amen.
You're the only one that can forgive, Lord God.
Yes,
we plead right now for the White House, then let you have your way in the midst, Lord God. Because you say if you, we don't ask for it, it won't be done. So we ask him, we plead it in your son's
Amen.
Name, Jesus, Lord God.
Yes.
Let your will be done as it always has been going forth, Lord God.
Yes,
Father God.
God,
we asking for a prayer of heaviness for someone tonight that don't know their
yes,
way,
Father
Lord
God.
God. But we know you are the heavy load lifter, Lord God, and you will carry each burden to the cross as you already have, Lord God. So we ask him right now, Lord God, to seal it with your blood, Lord God, because we're crying out for the cities of Philadelphia, California, Los Angeles, everywhere that is trouble, Lord God, because the United States needs you so much, Lord God. As my sister was talking about the mourners, bitch, they sat there all night carrying out the altar, Lord God, saying, holy, 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 my God Almighty, Lord God. So we turn you at that bench right now, and we call in your name like never before, Lord God. Let your spirit fall and fill us up, Lord God. Let your spirit do whatever you need to do, Lord God. Let
Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, whatever's going on right now, Lord Jesus, let
your children know. Give them the signs. You already done showed them the signs, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, wake them up to them, Lord Jesus. Let them know, Lord Jesus, that you're on your way, Lord Jesus. And that when you're coming, Lord Jesus, just like you said, Lord Jesus, you're going to come like a thief in the night, Lord Jesus. Right now, Lord Jesus, just put your healing arm on them, Lord Jesus. Just touch them and let them know, Lord Jesus. Wake them up, Lord Jesus. Wake these people up, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, you said action it should be given. And right now, Lord Jesus, I'm down here on bending knees, asking you as humble as I know how, Lord Jesus. Just put your healing arm around them, Lord Jesus. Let them know, Lord Jesus, that you're there for them. I just want to thank you, Father. I just want to thank you. I want to thank you. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Lord Jesus, I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you for everything that you have done in my life and everything that you're doing in my life and everything, Lord, that you're going to continue on doing, Lord Jesus. Whatever it is that you need me to do, Lord Jesus, just show me, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, hold my hand, Lord Jesus. Walk with me and talk with me, Lord Jesus. Just give me the strength that I need to go to do what you want me to do, Lord Jesus. Give me the sign, Lord Jesus, so that I can do your will, Lord Jesus. For I know that you're the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, Lord Jesus. And Lord Jesus, I just want to thank you for coming down on this earth, saving my soul, showing me how to do what I need to do to be saved. Because, Lord Jesus, it is you that I accept into my life, Lord Jesus. It is you, Lord Jesus. I am so grateful that you want, that you love me so much that you gave up your life for me, Lord Jesus. And I just want to thank you for that, Lord Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. It's to you that I pray, Lord Jesus. In your holy name, hallelujah. In your holy name, Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah,
thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, bind the spirits of depression, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we seek bondage and deliverance from spirits of fear, disease. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we seek deliverance from spirits of bondage, disease. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak healing right now, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, like only you can, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, hallelujah, God. We speak, Father God, that the grief will be replaced with comfort right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for the freedom, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. For you said, who the Son sets free is free indeed, Father. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. We thank you for the restorations of broken homes this evening, Father. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for the way you're making for people this evening, God. In the It is in the saving name. It is in the redeeming name. It is in the glorifying name. It is in the sanctifying name. It is in the healing name of Jesus that we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. Hallelujah.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Hallelujah, God.